prescription for peace. Truth alone triumphs. 9 precepts. Precept 3. Nothing you want is free. Everything or ability is acquired only through sacrificing something. If you want something, pay its price gladly. If you find the price too high, forego it gladly. Wanting anything without wanting to pay the price is a big waste of desiring. Before accepting anything, even if it is offered free, always ask yourself, what is the duty I must pay for it? Sometimes the duty is unexpressed, hidden, or in the future. Be honest with yourself. Then be honest with yourself about whether you are and will be gladly willing to pay the duty. If you accept material goods or service, you owe fair compensation in goods or service. Note that results and effort are not identical. If you have or want protection, you owe obedience or allegiance to your protector. If you receive affection, you owe at least heartfelt gratitude, and you may owe affection or other duties as well. If you accept respect, it is your duty to behave respectably. If you receive worship, be very careful because you owe perfect divine behavior and anyone can err. If you accept loyalty or commitment, you owe commensurate loyalty or commitment. Speculation is usually an effort to obtain value without working. Making wise judgments in timing and activity is one thing, and trying to derive gain without having to work or pay fairly is another. The first is motivated by efficiency and productivity, and the second is often motivated by greed or sloth. Use carefully pillars 1 and 2, especially pillar 1b, to distinguish between the two. Most speculation is harmful to society. It especially harms the poor, since they must labor to derive gain, whereas speculators gain without laboring, and their gain derives ultimately from those who labored. If you get something without working, someone else worked without pay. Exploitation is a type of stealing, getting a benefit without paying for it. What you don't pay now, you will have to pay later with penalty. Better not to exploit. To determine what is exploitation, use pillars 1 and 2. Do not use what is taught in business schools, what other people are doing, or what some intellectuals or economists think. Don't exploit the weaknesses of others, even if you have an opportunity or can profit from it. Bribery and other types of corruption harm the poor, the virtuous, and society itself. Earn through means that cause good welfare of people and earth. Pay what is fair, even if the other party is weak or doesn't demand it. Sharing the booty or donating to charity does not cancel the ill of an ill-gotten gain. If your livelihood or self-esteem derive from helping others, ask yourself how you would feel if everything and everyone got so much better that your services were no longer needed. If you feel any fear, then you have a need for other people to be needy. Use pillars 1 and 2 diligently to avoid promoting their need rather than their welfare.